Hello, everyone. Today, the title of the message is Two Perspectives. And the reading is from Numbers 13, 1 to 33. When we come to the Lord, we all come with our own point of view. And we all have our own human perspective. The Lord then starts working on us to shift our human thinking into his spiritual thinking. And the more we know God, the more we learn his ways, the more we start thinking with his own perspective. We begin to learn his mind, as Paul said, for we have the mind of Christ, and his mind starts to dictate our way of thinking. The human perspective is deadly, literally deadly to the Christian life. Because human perspective is limited, godly perspective is unlimited. Human perspective is distorted, while God's is always clear. Human perspective is temporal, while God's perspective is eternal. We ought to strive to avoid adopting human perspective because it is contrary to God's perspective. The only thing that achieves greatness, we know, is determination. And determination comes from a divine perspective. In the case of the 12 spies, we see the two perspectives in one incident. Moses had sent the 12 spies to spy the land. The 12 came back with two clear, obvious perspectives. 10 of them had human perspective about their findings, while two, Caleb and Joshua, had a divine spiritual perspective. The 10 saw the facts of the finding, but discounted God from the picture, while the 2 saw the same facts, but were encouraged because they had God in the picture. This is literally the difference between the two perspectives. The human one is void of God's presence, while the divine one has God in full control. The 10 with the human perspective were all destroyed by God, while the other 2 flourished and went on to serve the Lord through their old age. Joshua took over from Moses and led Israel to the promised land, where he divided their lots. While Caleb, when he was 45 years old, had asked Moses for his dream of possessing Hebron, the land of the giants. Now, when he's in Canaan and he's 85 years old, he asked Joshua to be given this mountain. Caleb did not say, "Give me this mountain so I can rest," or "Give me this mountain so I can retire," but "Give me this mountain so I can fight the giants and possess the land." Hebron was not a hill. It was not an ocean side. It was a mountain. A high, rugged, tough mountain. It had difficulties. It had obstacles. It had giants. It had heights to conquer. Caleb began well and ended well. All those in his generation have died. But Caleb persisted on what he wanted, and his desire for Hebron was within God's perspective. What did Caleb do for 45 years before he inherited Hebron? 6 times in the Bible it says he wholly followed the Lord. He had a different spirit, which meant a divine perspective in Numbers 14:24. He had a positive outlook. Without a spiritual perspective, it is easy to have a negative outlook. He had a divine perspective as a spy. He had a spiritual perspective as a soldier. And he had a spiritual perspective as an old man. The Bible says he had a different spirit. What does that mean? He saw things from God's perspective. We have examples in the Bible of those who used their human perspectives. First, Moses, when the Lord called him to go and deliver Israel, he said, "No, Lord, please send someone else." Peter, when he heard about Jesus going to the cross, he said, "Don't go to the cross." That was so human. Jacob, when he said, "All these things are working against me," when God was preparing a meeting with him, with his son Joseph for him. Rachel, while giving birth to Benjamin, she called him child of my sorrow, while Jacob, with his spiritual perspective, called him Benjamin, my right arm. Jacob also, when he said, all these things are against me. Again, while God was arranging his meeting with his long-lost son, Joseph. Asaph, when he envied the prosperity of the wicked and despised the sorrow of the godly. What happens when we operate our Christian walk with human thinking? We lose our stability. We injure other people's thinking. We go against God's perspective. We cannot forsake God's thinking and evaluate situations from a human perspective. In Romans 8, 6 to 8, it says, the mind that is controlled by the Spirit is light and peace. Also in 1 Corinthians 2, 15 and 16, it says that we have the mind of Christ. We should, as we walk with the Lord, we should acquire his mind and his way of thinking. Our walk with God should influence the way we think, the way we feel, and the way we react. Our thoughts of how things should be run are a result of our human thinking. We only see partially, but God sees the whole picture. So we need to alter our earthly view to his heavenly view. Dear ones, do you live by your view of things? Christians who do live by their own views and their human thinking dwarf their growth and halt their progress. They will remain earthly and carnal and never attain the mind of Christ. Therefore, they cannot help others. Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, believers receive insight into some of God's plans, thoughts, and actions. They, in fact, have the mind of Christ, and therefore they see things from a spiritual perspective, knowing that a human perspective always leaves God out of the picture. Our close relationship with God should always influence the way we think and the way we evaluate situations to help others see God in all circumstances. May we all be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that God can use us to assist others in seeing the heavenly perspective. Amen.